I was all set up, but I had forgotten to like actually open my web browser.
It's important, James.
It kind of is.
In order for us to be together.
One.
One. One filthy connected entity. Joined like one dick inside of another dick.
That's a big pee hole you got.
Yeah. You'd think it'd be impossible. But it's not. You know how I know that, James?
I'm sorry I even said that.
James, you know how I know that? Because while you were like, oh, welcome to Dork.
I'm James.
I'm Nick. And I'm Nick Moore.
I'm James Brown.
And that's James Brown. I'm Nick Moore, and you're listening to Dork. Sorry. Not sorry for you listening to Dork. I'm sorry. I seem distracted. The moths are going crazy. I'm becoming one with them, James.
Are you gonna become a moth? Are you gonna enter the pupa stage? Are you gonna go through a metamorphosis?
It's like the moth cave. Like I'm Mothman.
You're Mothman, like the prophecies foretold.
No, just a dude who lives with moths. Because they're all over my shit. And I can't make them go away, so I guess I just have to accept them and become one of them and fly toward bright lights and eat socks.
And then, well, that's it. And then you become the alpha moth, and they start following you, and then you, like, lead them into a freezer or something, and, like, they all, like, start dropping, like, flies.
Moths.
Can moths drop like flies? Or do moths have their own fashion in which they fall?
Moth-like? They just seem like assholes. Yeah.
Moth asshole.
Like I got a bunch of them before we started. I vacuumed up a bunch.
I believe you. There's
always straggling assholes. Pop out and like, hey, you missed me, Nick. Fuck you very much. Stupid moths. Hate them. But yeah, so we tried to go, for those of you listening, we tried to go from James' work. And the connection wasn't working, so he went home. So we're trying again.
Yes.
And I'm sick, so that's why I sound so sultry.
Oh, yes.
I'm on a Z-Pack, which is great because you can drink on those.
You can drink if you want to. You can kick your ass behind.
Wait, yeah, what? You can drink on a zithromycin. So you can drink on a zithromycin. Yeah. Yay. Good news for all those frat boys with chlamydia. Although there's a massive sheet of all the interactions and counter indication, just everything awful that can happen with this stuff. Huge, like it's a pack of six. Like the new dose, you just take it for 5 days. You take two the first day, and then you take one every day afterward. And voila, you know, it used to be this huge thing where you take like six, and then five, and then four. And now they've got it worked out better. But, like, so it's a little mini box, six pills in it, and then this huge sheet. I mean, like a map. Like a fucking roadmap of all the awful things that it could do to you. One of them is vaginal itching, which has really got me worried, James.
Oh, no. You'll be itching all over your body.
I don't...
Pussy.
Yeah, I don't want that because then I'll grow a vagina and then it'll itch.
Okay.
Which
yes, that's inconvenient.
But yeah, so you left. You went
Hold on a second.
Home. What?
Give me a 23 minute countdown.
23 minutes?
Yeah, I'm gonna order some burritos.
Burritos from where?
Burritos from Izzo's.
They deliver?
No, well, I mean, I don't think so. But, I mean, my plan is to order them and then give them enough time so that by the time we end the podcast, I can just jump in the car and, like, go around the corner and pick them up.
Okay.
Anyhow. So what are you talking about? You're itching pussy.
Itching pussy. Yeah, so you left. You had to go. And I'm like, well, James is going to be back, and there's not a lot to talk about. We have stuff to talk about. I mean, they found liquid water on Mars, which they've told us like 8 times, water on Mars. But they're like, no, it's flowing. We found flowing liquid water on Mars.
Yes, there's more water on Mars than in California.
Yeah, which means aliens, maybe. Maybe not.
Maybe. That means the possibility just went from like infinitesimal to like just way out there.
Yeah. So maybe aliens?
Maybe.
Yeah, I don't need a little picture of George Tsoukalos. Maybe aliens? I'm not saying it's aliens, but maybe aliens?
Aliens. I can't do it because I don't have the hair. I can't rearrange my hair.
Yeah, I'll make it all huge.
Yes.
Possibly aliens? And the other thing was the blood moon.
Oh, the super moon. The super blood red moon.
Yeah.
Super blood moon. Yeah, I only saw it for an instant. Yes. Blood red moon.
It was neat.
I mean, it didn't look too different from any of the other lunar eclipses that I've seen, you know? But
I've never seen one that was that red.
Yeah.
And it wasn't really that big. Like it's technically bigger than most full moons, but only technically.
Right.
It's like on the blue moon, people are posting pictures on Facebook going, "Oh, look how blue it is." It's like, no, it's not blue. It doesn't change colors. It's just a third moon, guys. No, it's not. It's not. So same thing with the super moon. Be like, oh, it's massive. I'm like, look, it's like if you had calipers and could measure the moon from, you know, while you see it, it's only slightly bigger. But it's bloody red. I mean, that's amazing.
Yes.
And then it disappears. The giant snake appears and swallows the moon, poops it out. All right.
The Ouroboros? The Uros? Yeah, that one.
Whatever the one.
Oh, no. The Moon Eater. Which actually sounds like a James Bond movie.
Moon Eater. Eats the moon and then poops it out on you.
Bum, bum, bum.
It goes poo-poo. But that's not interesting. Compared to... It's over. There'll be another one in 2018 if you missed that one.
Yeah, but it'll only happen during a supermoon like on 2033 or something. But, yeah, correct. Whatever.
Exactly 2033.
But yeah, I remember there was XKC did a thing about the supermoon where, like, you know, it's like so much percent brighter, which if you use that same adjective to describe Superman, then like Superman could lift like, you know, 0.7 boxes more than the average human or something like that. Oh, I'm wow. Superman because I'm not strong.
Well, you're handyman. I'll give you that.
Well, we said we wouldn't talk about that on the air.
Oh, that you're handyman?
We don't talk about the handies.
Oh, what the hell? I just opened this drawer and it stinks. James, I don't know why it stinks.
I was about to take credit for it, but I don't know what it is yet. So,
like, I don't know what's going on with this desk. It's very random. It is very random. But I opened it and it stinks inside. I don't know if it's moths. It's the moths. I blame the moths, James. Make everything awful.
No. Oh, no.
God damn it. But no, so you went away and I had to occupy myself. So I occupy myself the way I normally do, which is wandering around chat groups and it's the most awful thread. You know what I mean?
Awful thread, what?
Shit. I occupy myself by going to various news groups and then looking for just awful threads. And guess what I found, James?
What did you find?
I found one that was just weird porn.
Weird porn.
People posting the weirdest porn they could find. So of course I clicked on it because I like to think of myself as a journeyman, and I've seen everything. And this one did not disappoint.
I'm sure it didn't.
Dude, that's how I know that a dude can fuck another dude's dickhole. because they totally did it.
Oh my god, this has never happened this early in the episode. Oh jeez.
Yeah, this dude had.
Why would like, you know? I don't, like with his own dick.
Like a, with a no, a dude had his dick and he put it inside another dude's dick.
That's what I'm saying. Like the dick within the dick. It's like the
yes.
The Russian dolls of dicks.
Yeah, whatever they call those, the nesting dolls. Seriously, like the dude, like they put like a cock ring on the guy, but there was something else going on because his dick was just too big, like tennis ball can big, and just floppy, like it wasn't. And the other dude's like, "Well, I'll put my dick in it," and he put his dick in it, and then I mean, that's all that happened, and it was terrible. But I was like, I was like, we got to tell James about this because that's going to be the weirdest thing I see on here. And I was wrong, James, because apparently
well, I'm sure very glad that I went out of my way to make sure this episode happened this week. Oh, Jesus. What the fuck?
Me too. Did you know
no.
that a dude can fuck a snake? And I don't mean like in the mouth.
Not, you mean in the cloaca?
Yes. It was terrible.
Oh my god!
Like I just saw the dude prying it into the snake open. And I was like, he's got that snake's mouth open really wide. It wasn't in his mouth. That's terrible. That happened. So there's some dude in jail somewhere for that.
I hope
like,
so.
If he didn't have snake fucker tattooed across his neck, he's wasting the fame that the internet must have brought him. Because he recorded it and uploaded it, James. And it was a snake. I mean, it was a big snake, but still. And the snake didn't seem to mind. That's the other thing. The snake
was cool with it. Oh, the snake was cool with it. Why was the snake cool with it? I don't know why the snake was cool with it.
I don't... Dude, that was the weirdest part. The snake was just like, all right. I'm getting fucked now. It wasn't cool.
Well, I mean, we've known since the beginning of, you know, religion that snakes are deviant.
Maybe he just got a really... He picked up the snake at a bar. And so he's like, let's go to your place and do whatever you want. You ever fucked a snake? He's like, what, you mean you're going to go up my ass? I don't want that. And snake's like, no, man.
No, you're fucking the snake. The snake's not fucking you.
Yeah, you fucked the snake. You put your dick in the snake. And the guy's like, well, I don't know. Like your mouth, because your teeth are pointed backwards. So that would hurt. The snake's like, man, I want to hurt you.
I didn't say snake give you a blowjob. Motherfucker, listen to what I'm saying.
I'm not swallowing your dick. I want you to fuck me in the snake hole.
Fuck me in the snake hole, man.
So that happened.
Oh, my God.
Thankfully, it was short. Like, the dude's not, like, making love to the snake. He just wore it on his dick. It was awful.
Oh, this is
just like, I was like, that's it, man. That takes the cake. There's nothing.
Jesus.
There's nothing going to beat that. That's when I saw Dickie McFuck Dickerson.
Oh. The snake takes the cake.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. I think that was, I mean, there's stuff, you know, where people, like, poop in their own mouths and stuff like that. And stuff with old people, which is never right. But I think that was about as bad as it. Like, it was. I was. It's the first thing I've watched in a long time where I was just like, "Oh no, oh no, no, oh my god!" So that's gonna be the question of the day tomorrow. Activity of the day. Would you fuck a snake given the opportunity?
I don't think it will be.
No?
No, I don't think I'm going to put that on there.
Oh, no, I forgot. There was something worse. This dude took an earthworm.
Oh, God.
And let it crawl up his dick hole.
Shit, fuck, damn. Oh, God, Nick. Shit.
Right?
I need to take a drink.
Like, that's worse than another dude fucking your dick, right?
Oh, fucking a... Man, why would you even say those words around each other in the nest? No, what? No, why?
Because I think the other guy just had like swollen foreskin or something.
Fuck the fuck.
Like he was uncut and his dick was just, it had gotten swollen up with the cock ring or whatever. I don't know. But it didn't seem to be hurting him. But The worm? It's like a little earthworm, but not little, long. And he just let it go. And it, the worm was like, yeah, I guess I'll go in here.
Oh, shit. How would you get that out? Would you just piss it out?
I don't know, dude. Like, it was all gone. At the end of the video, it's just you see a little bit of its tail left, but not enough.
God damn.
Like, the whole time I'm sitting there going, take it out!
Is this what this podcast is going to be every week from now on? Oh, God.
No. Only if you make me wait.
Oh. I had all this Star Wars stuff to talk about. Now I don't even want to talk about it.
Star Wars?
Oh.
What's happening on Star Wars?
Well, there's plenty of shit happening on Star Wars. I mean, there's, you know, rumors about Hayden Christensen being in one of the upcoming movies.
I saw that. What do we do with that shit?
I mean, they don't know. They just know that he's, you know, been. There's a rumor that he's filming, and they don't know if it's like going to be as a Force ghost in one of the like 7, 8, or 9, or if it's going to be some kind of like flashback thing where he's like, you know, I'm a Rebel pilot, or I'm not a Rebel pilot. I'm a New Republic Jedi pilot, piloting. Or if he's going to come back as like Darth Vader in the one of the like the Rogue One movie. It was going to be set during the time, during the heyday of Wedge Antilles, like flying around, you know, pissing off the Empire. Oh.
You okay, James?
No. I've still got mental images that I'm trying to get rid of. It's like, usually, like, I mean, I can, like, shut off. I'd be like, okay, you've said these words, and, like, I can just put up a, you know, like a gate that says, like, you know, these words aren't supposed to come in and make a picture in my head, but I didn't expect this particular combination. It's like earthworm dickhole, like, kind of like pick the lock of my mental safe.
Yeah, like, nothing's supposed to go in there.
No.
Like, for reals.
That's like real, that's like the definition of exit only.
Like, I saw a video with a chick who's like all spread agape, and you're like, what? I don't get it. I don't see what's happening here. And slowly an orange appears. And it's a really big orange. She's like, bloop. And she lays the orange. You're like, oh, well, that's neat. And then another orange. Like, big navel, huge, man. Like, you palm it like a grapefruit. Like that. I was like, wow. But still, I wasn't, like, cringing. The worm really made me uncomfortable. Know what I mean?
No.
Oh, I remember another one. And this one isn't bad. This is not bad. I found it creative and weird, but not. James just turned his camera up. I'm not showing you anything, dude. And again, I don't. This wasn't bad. It wasn't cringeworthy. It was just odd. It's shot underwater, and you see this chick dressed like a mermaid.
Okay.
You know what I'm talking about? With the tail. And she's swimming around in a pool with this mermaid tail, but she's got her butt uncovered. It's not in the tail. And so she kind of swims up and then, like, kind of looks like she's going down for a dive. And then she pooped out a little rubber ball. Yeah. Like, she's laying in there and shit.
Okay. Well, that's just funny.
It was really short. Funny. Yeah, I was watching it. I was like, well, what is this? Is somebody going to have mermaid sex? And then, bloop. And I was like, ha, 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 ha. It's a little ball. All right. And they did it. Like, they didn't extend it. She didn't, like, try and catch it or anything. She's just like, that happened.
Yeah.
That's
my day. That's where that was.
I'm a mermaid.
I've heard of mermaid purses.
Mermaid poop little balls. At least that.
Poop in the balls. The mermaid like the poop in the balls.
Yeah, man. Yeah. I'm trying to think if there's anything else exciting that happened this week. Aside from me being sick, I did a bunch of shows last weekend, so that's when my throat is all messed up.
Oh, yeah.
But
Yogi Berra died.
No more picnic baskets.
Yeah, there's a fork in the road. Take it. Baseball is 90% perspiration and the other half is inspiration. or something. Anyhow, so Star Wars is coming out in December, right?
Uh-huh.
Episode 7?
Yeah.
So some friends of mine and I are like getting together 6 times to watch each of the individual films that have happened so far.
Okay.
So this weekend we're going to be watching The Phantom Menace.
So you're going from 1 to 6?
Yes. Although I did try to like think about if we want to do like either double features or like watch all 3 of the first episodes in one go and then give each of the original trilogy its own night or something like that.
Yeah, dude, I don't do that.
But the girl that's going to host all this, she's already like coming up with like signature cocktails for each event. So
groovy.
There's going to be at least something like a Qui-Gon gin and tonic coming up. And I don't know what else. At some point, I have to make Wookiee cookies. But, I mean, I don't think I'm going to do that for episode 1 or 2 since there's hardly any Wookiees in those.
Yeah. I don't envy you having to do that, dude. Like, I think the only one of the original 3, or not original 3, but only one of the first 3. No, I saw the second one 3 times, I think. But the last one I only saw once.
The last one I saw twice, I think.
That one felt like a fucking job.
That one, yeah, and like the particular action for the lightsaber duel between Obi-Wan and Farm Boy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Junk Boy is better adjective for him. Like it was cool, but like it was so cheesy at some points too. He's like, you underestimate my power. You know, all that kind of thing. In my view, it's the Jedi that are evil. Jeez, what's wrong with you, Anakin? Come on.
Come on, dude. Don't be like that. Anakin.
Sorry, he's not a thing. Oh, speaking of things in general... you said Journeyman, and that reminded me. There's a new Jim Butcher book out.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's not a Harry Potter... it's not a Harry Potter. Not a Harry Potter book. It's not a Harry Dresden book either. It's a steampunk novel, actually, of all things.
Okay.
It's called the Aeronauts Windlass or something like that. It's book 1 of the Cinder Spire series.
So he's got plans, then.
He's got plans. He's got plans, man. He's got legs. He's all over the place. Did you ever read his other series, The Codex Alera?
Uh-uh.
It wasn't bad. It was very different from the Harry Dresden books. But it's funny because once you get used to reading Jim Butcher, anytime the phrase arched an eyebrow appears, you're like, well, there's fucking, it's fucking Jim Butcher. Because a lot of characters arch eyebrows at each other. It's just something that happens.
I like it when their eyebrows arch.
Yeah.
Jim Butcher. So would you suggest I check that out?
The new one or the fantasy series?
Either one.
Well, I'm only like on the second chapter of the new one, so I can't wholeheartedly recommend it, but so far it seems good. It is I'm listening to it on Audible, and like it is narrated by Ewan Morton, who has done some of the other, he's done some Karen Travis books, and I really like Karen Travis. She's done like Halo and Star Wars and a couple of individual things. I really like his narration. So that's all I can say about that for the moment. I'll give you an update next week because I'm sure I'll finish it by the time we record again. Record again on an accordion.
Yeah, I listened to a couple Chuck Palahniuk books. I don't know what.
The Fight Club guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he did, you know, he's done a couple that I really dug. He did one called Lullaby.
I never read that one.
That was about this dude that finds a culling song that somebody took and put into a library, into a kid's book. Basically, you sing the song and whatever you sing it to dies.
Oh.
And he realizes he doesn't have to actually sing it out loud. He just has to think it at somebody, and it will kill them. But the way he found out about it is it killed his wife and daughter.
Oh. Like,
so he's trying to hunt down all the copies. He was reading to his daughter. Yeah.
Oh. So he did it accidentally.
Yeah. So he has this power now that he can kind of kill with a thought. And so he's going around trying to hunt down all the other copies of the book. And that was pretty good. It's kind of a weird horror story. A lot of his stuff is kind of weird horror, though. Mm. It's like Fight Club is kind of a horror movie. You know, like twists and everything.
Yeah, it definitely has some unsettling bits of it. Yeah.
Yeah. But his short stories really delve into more. But I read this other one called Damned, which is about this 13-year-old girl that goes to hell and kind of her experience dealing with that.
Yeah.
And that one was narrated by a chick that sounded like a 13-year-old girl. And the girl in the book is written. He did a really good job of capturing what a 13-year-old girl sounds like when she's just complaining all the time. So the last 3 hours of that, I was just like, oh, my God, end this. This is ridiculous. The concept was kind of neat, but it went on way too long, and it just got to where you're like, okay, now I know why I don't hang out with 13-year-olds anymore, aside from the fact that I don't really know any 13-year-olds. But if I did, I wouldn't be hanging around them because, Jesus. This is obnoxious.
You ever heard of a book called Sandman Slim?
Uh-uh.
It's about this guy that gets killed and sent to hell, and then he like spends like 11 or 12 or some amount of time in hell and like fights his way back to like get revenge on those that like sent him there. Actually, no, they didn't kill him. They just sent him to hell.
Okay.
Like they like opened up a thing and like, you know, so he had like live and fight in hell, and like he got tougher and learned a lot of fun magic and stuff.
So what is the hell in that book like?
I mean, it's like a city full of demons, basically. It's got a lot of hierarchy of, you know, these boss demons and these lower demons, and some of them are smarter than others and some of them are clever. It's basically like if they were all organized criminals without the organization or the humanity. But the tone of the book is interesting because, for one thing, the book is like all like from his point of view, and it goes like pretty, it feels like it goes in real time, like because it's like it takes a day and a half for all this shit to happen, and he's like, you know what he's doing like pretty much the entire time. But he's got like a mouth on him, then like he finds very interesting ways to kill people and to put, you know, to inflict harm. The first thing he does is like he meets one of his old friends that he knows betrayed him, and he like cuts off his head with a knife, but like the knife he's using allows the head to stay alive. So now he's got like this head that's like, you know, talking to him and complaining about everything. It's fun.
There was a moment kind of like that in Damned.
Yeah.
I'm always curious about books that portray hell, just to kind of see what the take on it is. Like I read Clive Barker's Scarlet Gospels, which is like the last book about Pinhead.
Yeah.
From Hellraiser.
Hellraiser, yeah.
It's pretty good. It's like it's all about him trying to take over hell, and it's pretty interesting. But the one in Damned, hell, its currency is candy.
Oh.
So like the Snickers could kind of buy your way in a big bureaucracy. Everybody in hell has a job. You can either work in one of those webcam porn things where you're on camera and you do what people type in to tell you, or you do cold calling for surveys on things like toilet paper and stuff like that. So, and that's how you accrue money. You make right. money, and you can use that to, but everybody's slips to the candy. So hell is covered in like popcorn balls and, or little orange and black wax candy things that you get from, and just like little shit candy is everywhere. Cause it's like pennies. Cause nobody wants it. So there's like popcorn balls and crap all over the place. But at one point, basically hell is populated by all the former venerated gods and demons of other religions. And as those religions became passé, their gods became demons in hell. So at one point, they're trying to convince this giant Czechoslovakian she-demon to carry them to Hell's, I don't know, basically the Bureau of Public Affairs. And the monster picks up one of her traveling companions, and because you can't die in Hell, like, you can get eaten and spit out, and you just regrow yourself, right?
Right, because so
the demon hell. the demon chews up his body and bites his head off, and so the 13-year-old grabs his head and climbs her way up the demon's legs, and then jams his head into the demon's giant clitoral hood.
Oh,
and makes him go down on her. And that's how they convince her to, like, carry them.
So that's one way to do it.
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for head. But his head's still alive, so that's how that works. Kind of like that scene in Reanimator.
I don't think I ever saw Reanimator.
It's a classic.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen the cover of it, and it's like, you know, this guy, like, you know, on an operating table, and there's his head there, and, you know, it's obviously still alive, even though it's not connected to anything.
Yeah, it's kind of based on an H.P. Lovecraft book or story.
This doesn't really surprise me.
Yeah.
He was a mad one.
Yeah. We'll say loosely based on a H.P. Lovecraft story called Reanimator. Or somebody's name, the Reanimator. I can't remember. Anyway, yes, H.P. Lovecraft was nuts. But he's from Rhode Island. What do you want?
Do you have a thing about being from the smallest state?
What, a writer?
Yeah, I don't know.
It is a pretty lowly state.
Oh, yeah, congratulations on your 2 cents of royalties.
I don't know what the hell that was. I looked at my bank account, and it just said, pending transaction, 2 cents from Amazon. I was like, what? What the hell is that? Like, Amazon paid me 2 cents. And I don't think they were giving me their 2 cents. I think I earned it from something.
Hells yeah. Well, congratulations.
Yeah, I can't wait to blow it on. Actually, I've already spent it.
But just talking.
It went to my PayPal account.
Yeah. So
if I buy something, I use PayPal all the time. So if I buy some of that, whatever's in there, whatever change I have rattling around goes toward that. The 2 cents went toward a library chair.
A library chair?
It's
because it's for your library.
Yeah, it's a Ben Franklin library chair. Basically, it looks like a regular ladderback chair, but then it folds over and turns into steps.
Oh, well, that's clever.
Yeah, he certainly was. Yeah, I had a teacher in high school who told me that the whole reason Ben Franklin invented bifocals was so that he could read and look at chicks' asses.
That doesn't surprise me.
Switch glasses.
Yeah.
Yeah, me either. Like, the more I learn about Ben Franklin, I'm like, yeah, I can see that.
Yeah.
He's a fucking hornball. Did you ever read that letter he wrote to that young guy about picking up older chicks?
No.
He basically wrote this buddy that was looking for advice. He's like, look, go for older chicks, okay? And here's why. One, they're more likely to be, like, adventurous, and, like, they'll just fuck you. Two, you don't have to worry so much about them getting pregnant. So you can just, like, blast them all you want. Three, they're really grateful. Like, you don't even have to be that good. You just got to be willing to pult. Give them the old C note. I'm thankful.
Excellent.
So, yeah, that came out a few years ago. A few letter was just like, hey, this is from Ben Franklin to a friend of his. And he was barely into cougars. Blasting cougars with his founding cock.
I mean, there's something to be said for that.
That reminds me of another awful thing I saw, but I'm not going to tell you.
Do you want me to take my headphones off for a minute?
No. No,
it's so you can tell the world at large.
No, it was pretty awful. Like, it was enough where I was like, oh dear. Yep. I'm not going to see that. again. That's, yeah. All right. Just know that there are some awful people out there, James. There's people out there that are just fucked up. There was a guy that had a bifurcated dick, which...
That's gross.
Yeah, but apparently enough that, like, you know, somebody somewhere is not squeamish about going, yeah, I'll cut your dick in half.
Yeah. Like, you
and it looks, as weird as it looks limp, it looks way worse hard.
It's a forked dick, basically.
Yeah, basically split right down the middle. And each side gets hard because that's where your dick is. It's basically two sponge-like bundles of capillaries going down either side of it. It's not just one long tube. It's two tubes side by side. So you can split it right up the middle. And each side will get hard and look awful. Yeah, that was terrible. But more of just like a, why, man? Like, you just want to slap the dude. It's just, no. No. Because then when you come, it doesn't come out the end. It comes out the bottom. Like, the base goes. It's, the whole thing is horrific. Like, none of it is. And everyone was like, yeah, that's hot. I was like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Like, that dude's got a mom somewhere. Hopefully she's dead. So she didn't have to see her son do that. Like, she'd have to think, I crafted your whole body in my womb over 9 months. I neglected coffee and sugar, and I ate organic to create you and your perfect little penis, and then you cut it in half. The dude did some other body mod stuff. So, I mean, it wasn't... I don't think he'd freak a chick out if he brought her over. Like, she'd probably know about it. But yeah, it was... Yeah. Unsettling. You all right, James?
No, I'm not, because I've been listening to you.
Well, you didn't have to see it.
You didn't have to see it either.
I didn't, but I got bored. And
like, it's, so it's my fault, because you can't entertain yourself for like 40 minutes.
If I saw a thread that was like, hey, look at these awesome cars, I would have done that, but I didn't. The first thread I saw was weird porn. And so, of course, I was like, well, what the fuck is this? It was weird.
Yes.
And awful, and it's your fault. James. I blame you entirely. Sir.
You can okay, I will take the... you can blame me. Go ahead. That's fine.
I'm putting that on Facebook. I blame James Brown for every bifurcated cock. And then my what is that?
If you say the words bifurcated cock, I have a better... I had a better mental defense ready for that than... Because I can think bifurcated cock without picturing a bifurcated cock. But the other thing we talked about earlier, I can't do that.
Which one? The worm? Yeah, dude, that was terrible. The more I think about it, that was pretty awful.
Stop thinking about it. That'll help.
Yeah, I can't. As soon as you're like, don't think about it. Fuck you, that's all I'm going to think about.
Don't think about pink elephants.
Like, I mean, I know there are people out there that get turned on by, like, bee stings. Like, they order bees, which you can do. You can totally get bees to the mail. And they'll grab them, and they'll, you know, with tweezers, and then poke them on the end of their dick. And be like, yeah, that's what I like. Like, I don't want much, James, in life, but I don't want to get there. I don't want to get to the point where I'm like, let me sting my dick with a bee. That's how I come now. And I certainly don't want to get to the point where I'm like, here's a worm. Let's see the... Like, that's got to be the worst. like ER docs, all, you know, my dad will tell you stories all day long about guys coming into the ER with stuff up their ass. And they're just like, I fell. Like, no, you didn't. Like, there's a gal that works at the general that I know from the theater. And I was like, what's the worst thing, you know, you've ever seen somebody's butt? And she's like, we had a guy come in with a giant Maglite all the way up his butt. Like the big ones.
Like the 4D batteries?
Six.
Six?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Gone. And I was like, well, was it handle first or bulb first? And she's like, handle. I was like, did you at least turn it on before you had the doctor look? Because like, you just imagine lifting up the gown and light pours out, you know? But no, they didn't take the opportunity.
And excuse like, me, I didn't realize sunshine was shooting out of your ass. It's not sunshine, it's Maglite. Oh,
well, okay. I asked her, I was like, that didn't fucking hurt? And she goes, well, no. The story's actually kind of sad. The guy is a teenager who got in a car accident, and so he was paralyzed. And he'd been in the wheelchair for like 8 months, and he couldn't feel anything below the waist. And so he did it in the shower. Like, he like pulled himself up with one hand and put the Maglite up his ass with the other and then just sat on it. See if he could feel anything. And I was like, well, did he? She's like, no. No, he didn't.
Oh, that's sad.
But yeah, so that, like, every weekend, every weeknight, every day, James, there's someone in the ER with something up his ass. If you go to the ER and there's a guy sitting there nice and calm, hands folded neatly in his lap, sweating slightly, he has something awful up his ass that needs to come out. But, big but, I doubt seriously that the ER doctor, any ER doctor has ever had to deal with, I have a worm in my penis. You know, like you! Like, I saw a video today of a doctor removing a giant booger from a guy's skull. Like, forceps up the nose, pulls out a booger as big as your thumb. And I was like, that's awful, but at least it'd be some relief, you know? And the doctor would know how to handle it.
Yeah.
Like, he could go, okay, I'm an ear, nose, and throat guy. I remove things from people's nasal cavities.
Yeah.
The guy was awake, and the guy seemed genuinely relieved after the dude pulled the forceps out, and it was just a nightmare at the end. But I was like, oh, God, thank you. That was terrible. And it had to have been sitting there forever. But anyway, you go to the doctor, and you go...
There's a frame of reference there.
Yeah. You go to the doctor, and you're like, hey, man. So what's up, sir? Yeah, have a seat. You be the guy. I'll be the doctor. Okay. Mr. Brown?
I see. Yes.
Yeah, come in, have a seat.
Yes. Okay, I'll sit down very gingerly.
Okay, do you have something in your butt? It's okay if you do. We get that a lot.
No, I don't have anything in my butt.
Nothing in your butt? Because you're sitting down kind of gingerly.
I am. I can't get comfortable right now. I'm going
to... Okay, I want you to know that every weekend I'm removing stuff out of people's butts. I've pulled out light bulbs, baseballs.
I understand.
Nothing I have not seen. Honest with me and we can take care of your problem.
There's nothing in my butt. Nothing in my butt.
Okay, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
Nothing in your butt. I'm glad to hear it. My days are already getting better. You know, I've had a long one. I left the house a little bit late, and when you're working an all-nighter, you know.
Okay, I understand.
Time matters.
I do have something.
Coffee.
Doctor.
Yeah, yeah.
I do have something in me.
Okay, did you get stabbed?
I did not get stabbed. Not in the traditional sense.
Puncture one? Where's your puncture?
No, it's not. It didn't break my skin. It didn't. I'm not stabbed.
Okay, so there is something up your butt.
It's not in my butt.
What in the world is in your ear?
It's not in my ear.
Nose, maybe. I can.
It's in an orifice. But it's not in my butt. It's not in my ear. It's not in my nose.
It's in your mouth.
It's not in my mouth. It's not in my mouth.
Is it in your eye?
It's not. No, it's not in my eye.
Well, that's all your orifice.
There's one more orifice. There's one more.
There's nose, mouth, orifice.
Things usually come out of it, or a couple, but nothing usually goes into it. But something went into it. Something is in it.
Your urethra?
Yeah.
That's not an orifice, Mr. Brown. That is a meatus.
I'm not a fucking doctor, okay?
Okay, wait. Okay, so you stuck something in your urethra. Was it a sounding rod?
No, it's not a sounding rod. It got in there by itself, kind of.
It?
He,
hold on. She, hold on.
No,
he, she, hold on. Hold on. Nurse!
No, you don't need to bring the nurse. You don't need to bring the nurse.
No, somebody's going to hear this.
No.
No.
It's been a slow night.
No.
Come here. Come here. You got to hear this. Okay, Mr. Brown, what is it in your pee hole? What do you got? A what? I'm sorry. What?
It's an earthworm.
An earthworm?
It's an earthworm.
Like earthworm.
Yeah. Wait. Earthworm Jim, the video game character, except he's not a video game character. He's just an earthworm.
Okay. Were you fucking mud? Because that's something guys used to do in Vietnam. I mean, guys would get bored and they're lonely. They would have sex with mud. I could see how that could.
That would have made. That, yeah, sure. I was fucking mud. Yeah, I was. That's exactly what. No.
Or like a nightcrawler?
No.
What did you do?
Like the blue mutant from X-Men?
No. You have a little German mutant? Did he teleport into your cock?
He was like, "Ungla bitch." Oh. No, no.
So you let a earthworm crawl up your dick.
It was, you know, a friend of mine said it might give me a good thrill. And, you know.
Did it? Were you thrilled? Are you thrilled now?
I don't know if thrilled is the word.
You're not as thrilled as I am at having to pull a worm out your dick. All right, take your pants down. Let's do it.
Zip. Take them down.
Hey, speaking of worms. Nurse, nurse, give me your longest, most unlubricated forceps.
No.
We're going to see if we can get this out.
You need like an X-ray or an MRI?
Here you go. I call these. Oh, no. No, we're just going to go. Exploratory sounding.
No, what are you doing? Ah!
I call these the salad tongs. All right,
no.
You ready?
What are you doing? No, I'm not ready for this.
No, I need your help. Nurse, I need you to insert your four largest fingers into his urethra and open it.
No.
Like, just spread it open so I can get a good look in there.
Shit.
Just
stretch. Oh, fuck shit. No, fuck stretch shit. That. Oh, God.
Got it? God. Right, I understand. It can be a little tough. Can you... Are you right? Okay, get in there. Now stretch. Stretch that. All right, let's see what we got here. I don't see anything really.
It's in there.
It's gotta be dead. There's no way it's still Oh, there it is. There it is. He's got a little top hat on. Did you do that? Wow, come here.
His name's Andy.
Come here. Andy. Cute. I like that. Andy the dick worm. Come here. Come here.
Damn it. Fucking.
Where? Boy, he's wriggly, huh? You gave him like peanut butter or something up there? How did you convince him to? Hey, come here. All right, I think I got it. Hold on. All right, here it's coming out. Oh, no, that's your fast deference. Sorry, let that go. Put the jam that back in there. Okay, there we go. Urinary vesicles. I think I went down the wrong set of pipes. It's a lot of blood. Let's try.
At this point, I would have lost consciousness.
That's terrible. Like, no. That is exit only.
No.
Like, that, really? No. Like, there's nothing. You're not sneaking anything in there.
No.
Ugh.
No.
Did we talk about a worm in a dick hole for almost an hour?
Did we?
Close.
Oh, yeah, there's stuff in the middle of that.
From, like, beginning to
end. I was trying to talk about Star Wars. I was going to talk about how on Wired.com they have, like, an activity for you to do
relating to Star Wars, so you can kill time until Episode 7 comes on.
What is it?
Or comes out. Well, it's a different one every day. What is it today?
They have a different Star Wars activity every day?
For September 30th, in exactly 1 month, you will have the opportunity to don your Darth Maul costume for Halloween. Break out the face paint and start practicing. September 29th, it's International Coffee Day, so enjoy a nice hot cup of Java the Hutt. Add some blue milk if you have it.
That's Bantha milk.
Do Dava Bantha Voodoo. September 28th, it's Ask a Stupid Question Day, which for Harrison Ford is just another Monday, since he suffers no fools during interviews. Watch his famously prickly appearance on Conan or the fantastic parody of Ford's notoriously standoffish convention appearances on Jimmy Kimmel Live, and it's got a couple of links.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Hi, James. I'm going to call it.
Call it.
This has been interesting.
It is. I'm going to go throw up now.
I honestly don't know what to put in the preview.
I'm mentally compartmentalizing this, and in about 15 minutes, I'm just going to like collapse on the floor of my kitchen and just not be able to eat for the next 6 days.
I will text you tomorrow with the pictures.
Yeah, I'm blocking your fucking phone number.
I'll create fake accounts. I'll create one that says Jane. You won't be able to think and go, oh, it's Jane. It's not Jade. It's Worm Penis.
Although, as much as I detest this as a concept, that's actually a pretty good name for a band.
Worm Penis.
Ladies and gentlemen, Worm Penis.
Add a litter in my dick. All right, James. Well, that I'm anymore.
I'm James Brown.
You've been dorked, and I'm sorry. It was a weird
perfect opportunity to say Hail Hydra in the middle of all that, and I missed it.
Oh, Hydra cock. Disappointed. All right. I'll talk to you later, James.
All right.
All right, bye. Worm dick.
No. No. Thank you.